Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Agnition. And today we're going to hear from the driver of the 7S Modified, Todd Steinhardt. We're also going to hear from Jesse Bach from International Steel Erectors, Jason Becker from the Hometown Heroes event going on at the Kossuth County Speedway, and also Andy from Agnition, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Lou Fagers Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at FagersRacing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and WSOTA parts you need. Lou Fagers Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at FagersRacing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
This is Mark at Courage Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. If you're in the market for a different car or truck, please stop in and give us a try. We keep a nice selection of new Fords and used cars and trucks of all makes and models. So stop in and give us a shot. You won't be disappointed. And call for all your service needs. Doug will take great care of your auto. Give him a call today. That's at Courage Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace the sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Since 1972, we, the Miskin family, have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Miskin Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays here at our Allendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Miskin Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Miskin.com.
The weather is heating up, but your vehicle interior doesn't have to. Hi, this is Ashley at the Owatonna Auto Clinic. If your air conditioning system has quit working or it is blowing warm air, now is the time to have our specialists at the Owatonna Auto Clinic check into the problem. Our Auto Clinic will check all of the symptom components, check for leaks, and recharge your system for miles of climate-controlled traveling. So don't get hot. Keep your cool this summer with a little help from your friends at the Owatonna Auto Clinic, located at 902 Hoffman Drive in Owatonna.
Welcome back to the driver segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Modified driver Todd Steinhardt. And Todd, let's open up talking about your job and your crazy work schedule. You told me off the air that you are the guy responsible for all the junk mail I get. Well, not really. You maintain the machines that bind all that stuff together that comes in our mailbox.
Yep, that's true. That's what I do. I don't actually run them. I just pick. 31 years I've been printing in different forms, from anywhere from publications to junk mail.
You mentioned you worked nights for 31 years. I know I worked nights for 19 years, and it is literally a whole different lifestyle, because you go into Walmart and people look at you funny like, don't you have a job?
Yeah. That's having kids and taking them to the park. And you're at the park and people look at you like, don't you work? And I'm like, yeah, I work. I just work nights. Some people are used to it. Some people aren't. I've just grown accustomed to it. I was on days a while back and I had a heck of a time getting used to it. An opportunity opened up for me to go back to nights again, and I just went back. And someday I hope to have a normal job, but nights has just worked for me. But raising kids and everything else for 31 years, so we stuck with it.
And I knew when I called you the other week, I woke you up as soon as I heard your voice. And, man, that happened to me all the time, you know. People didn't know when to call, when your sleeping schedule was.
Yep, and I've rotated shifts, too, so they don't know if I'm working or if I'm not working. And, you know, days on, days off, 3 days on, 4 days off, 5 days on, 4 days off, that kind of stuff. So it's hard to keep track sometimes. So I just tell people to call, and if I don't want to answer, I just leave it on vibrate. They don't get a hold of me.
Many fans may not realize that the vehicle their favorite driver drives to work every single day also is the vehicle that gets their race car to the track during the racing season. You had an incident last winter on I-35 that almost ended your 2018 season.
Yeah, driving home, I had a guy come flying by me on a day when they hadn't quite plowed the whole road yet. The lanes were open, but the sides were a little bit iffy, and he come flying by me, and he was trying to pass the semi, and when he got next to the semi kind of moved over a little bit, and he got into the slush and shot back out in the lane and got into my pickup, and that sent me into that wire down the median, and that just rips and tears things right off the pickup. It ripped the right front right off. It ripped about every panel on it up, so they totaled her out, so all the money I had saved for a chassis and a crate motor, I had to spend on a truck. So kind of shortened my season up, but, you know, it's kind of the way it goes.
Todd, how did you become interested in racing, and who were your racing idols growing up?
My mom and dad were divorced when I was young, and my dad moved out to Sioux Falls, and he started working on a sprint car out there and became a partial owner of one. That was back, I don't think they were called sprint cars then. They still had plywood wings on them. I think they were some kind of a late model type thing or a modified type thing or something. They had inline sixes in them with the leaf spring front end and one shock right in the middle. And we used to go out there in the summer and hang out, and that's kind of where I caught the bug out of Houston and T and Hartford, those kind of places. And I guess it just never really left. I always was just fascinated with it. I loved being at the track. I loved running around with all the other kids and everything. It was just, to me, it was just a blast. And I guess that's how I caught the bug, was for my father.
Those were some beautiful looking cars back then.
Yes, I've been looking for pictures of them here and there from the Houston Hall of Fame guy and that kind of stuff, but I don't have any pictures of those cars at all. I wish I did.
Do you remember your very first trip to Owatonna as a driver? What division were you running, and how did it go?
I have raced nothing but a modified. I jumped right in a modified to get go, and I've never driven anything else. I've never been in a stock car or anything else like that, or a Duro or anything. All I've ever driven is modified. I remember going, I think, I want to say 97, we went to the Owatonna Fair race, and I don't think we made the A main, if I remember right, but it was just, I remember, you're just on the gas pedal for so long around that place. Compared to everything else you race, it's just like you were on the gas pedal forever. Like, geez, the speed was just amazing to me. It was just a fun place to race. It's one of my favorite tracks. I wish they were still running there.
Last weekend, we were in Fort Dodge, Iowa, at the Iowa Hall of Fame and Museum's 14th annual race reunion, and there was a lot of talk about the creation of the very first modifieds back in the early 80s. Do you remember those cool-looking Pintos, Vegas, and Cavaliers?
I was not around for that. I don't remember the invention of them. I remember seeing them. There are a few around that they had at the Super Nationals you could look at. For some reason, the look of the modified with the open wheels and the body, the way they were and everything, just I've always been attracted to them. To me, they're just a beautiful race car.
When the decision was made to add the modified division as a support class to the Gopher 50, it really brought some of the top drivers from all over the region. Those were some epic races. What are your favorite memories from those particular events?
I guess the battle of the Ron Jones and Mark Noble and that kind of stuff, you know, back in the day when those guys would get there and how the crowd would react to that. Just the quality of the late model guys that were there and the attention that was paid to it. The grandstands were always packed, which is crazy, the atmosphere, how it would change for just that Gopher 50 race compared to, like, the weekly stuff and the fair race and everything else. It's just the atmosphere around that Gopher 50 is just so much prestige, you know, and it was just really cool back then to be part of that group. I always tell everybody I was very lucky to get to race with those guys, because you'd have national champions and, you know, USMTS champions and champions from all over, WSOTA, and UMP guys would come up and everything else. It was just amazing to have that much talent in one place and to be lucky enough to be part of it. It was just great.
You mentioned getting started in 1997, the creation of the USMTS. I remember those very first years. Tommy Meyer, Mark Noble, Ron Schreiner, Kelly Shryock, and many, many more. You ran with them for years. I think that early group was really special. What are your memories of when the USMTS was first created?
I remember back when it was USMS. We ran some of that stuff before it was USMTS, before Todd Staley had it. I remember those guys coming in there and just the motor rules and everything and thinking, wow, to even be able to keep up with these guys is something else, and to be able to drive like they were. I remember standing on the infield down there watching at some of those tracks and going, how in the world am I going that fast? It just doesn't seem right. To the level that those guys traveled for that kind of money, to me it was just amazing to have all that. It's kind of like that Go 50 thing. Those guys were doing this every week. I mean, if you wanted to race the best, that's where you had to go. And it was amazing that you could even keep up with some of them guys. But it was fun. We had so much fun. And to get to know them guys and meet them and realize that, you know, they'll talk to you and help you out because they want you to go just as fast, too. And it was really cool back then, I thought.
Owatonna, you and next weekend's driver Dane Schultz made many laps around the big half mile. There are many stories about the treacherous turn too. Drivers told me there was a bottleneck where the wall curved in and it caused many, many problems over the years.
Yeah, Mark Noble taught me that one. Mark was telling me one night, he's like, if you come off a two and you feel that little hump, you better back out of the pedal because you're going to hit the wall. And of course, you know, I thought, well, okay, I come out of the corner, and I remember I was leading my heat race, and I thought, God, I'm going to win this thing, you know. And I come out of that corner, and I felt that little hump that he was talking about, and I didn't back out of it. I clipped the wall, and I popped my right rear tire, and to the back we went. But that was the only treacherous place on that place to turn to. If you felt that little hump coming out of the corner, you were in trouble. You just had to back out of it. That's just a characteristic of Owatonna.
Turn three at Owatonna was also a corner that made you a hero, or you probably went off on the hook. It seems like drivers who could hold that throttle down just a split second longer than the other drivers could pass a lot of cars going into that turn.
Yeah, Mark Noble was really good at that. I've tried it once or twice. I tried running in there flat out, and I didn't make it all the way through the corner. And in like hot laps or something, I'd try it and just never could quite make it all the way through there. There was a fine line as to how far and how deep you could drive into that corner, and Mark really had that down. Ron Jones really had that down. Tommy Meyer really had that down. I remember Tim Donlinger, of all people, being so far ahead of us that he would go into turn three and throw it sideways and look back to see who was behind him. You know, and there were very few drivers that knew how to make turn three work in Owatonna, but if you had it, you were fast. You were going to win.
You and Mark Noble had an epic battle at Owatonna, and you came out on top, and you know how bad Mark wanted to win at Owatonna, so for you to take the checkered flag is pretty special.
Yeah, that's always been his house. I mean, that's how I still view it to this day. That's Mark Noble's house. So I have so much respect for that guy. It's amazing, and we were driving around there, and I remember that race because we were going through turn three on the first lap. We went all the way around turn three, and the hole opened up, and I shot through the hole, and next thing I know, I'm leading. And I'm like, well, this is cool. You know, I'll hang out here for a while, and I'm racing, and we're racing. And I had a yellow, and Mark did his, you know, typical pull up next to you, you know. Just, he don't look over at you. He just pulled up next to me, then he just dropped back, you know, just to tell me that, hey, I'm here, you know. And I knew he was there, and I thought, well, it was fun while it lasted, and I have no idea how I held him off, because I'm sure that's all I did, but somehow I held him off, and got one there at Owatonna. That's a very special win for me, because that's the place that I first, you know, saw a modified race at the fair, watching people like Daryl Torgerson over there, and the likes, Tommy Meyer, and all them guys race there at the fair. That's the first time I ever saw a modified, and I was just in love with them cars after that. And to win one there is super special, because I couldn't believe I did it. You know, and the first one there at the window to congratulate me was Mark Noble. As a matter of fact, you know, hey, great job. You know, you did good. It's cool to get accolades from a guy like that you have so much respect for.
Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa. We were down there the first night you had your new car out. They had a lot of rain the day before and the track. I will let you tell the fans what the track was like, because it was rough, to say the least.
Yeah, the rain is something that the promoters can't control, and you kind of make your choice. I mean, this many years, I've been doing this for 24 years, and you learn by now that if it's going to rain, it's going to be rough, and there's not much they can do about it. And you can make the choice to go, or you can make the choice to stay home. And I've never been good at making those choices. I always seem to end up going anyway. It's rough, and they do the best they can. I'm sure every promoter does, and they got to get the shows in. And this year, especially with all the rain down there, they've got so much rain. You know, it tears the tracks up, and it's rough. You know, and it's the way the cars are set up now, they don't really like the bumps all that much. So you have those nights. You know, hopefully they can get some of the holes taken care of and smooth it off. And they got a pretty good crew down there. They'll figure it out. But just picked a bad night to go for the first night is all.
You mentioned to me earlier, old car, new body. The car looks great and handles great, but it's still your old chassis, correct?
Yeah, it's one my brother built. My brother Jason built that car back in 07. And we've had some other ones here and there. We had a Fegger's car for a while. We ran that. Then I bought a Skyrocket, and I ended up flipping that down at Brit, destroying that. And so we went back to this car again. And I had some money saved up this winter. Like I said, we were going to upgrade the chassis department there and look into a crate, and then I wrecked my truck. So that kind of put us on the back burner, and we're right back in the old car with a new body.
At the Iowa Hall of Fame and Museum reunion, me and Gary Chomsky were talking about an interesting piece of information that I didn't know. He said a couple years ago you won a modified feature at Fairmont Raceway in a 3-bar car. You made all of the old veterans very proud that a 3-bar car could still win over all the new stuff.
Yeah, that's the advantage of the bumps, is that if it gets rough like that, rough and heavy, the 3-bar will actually perform better through the bumps than the 4-bar will, because they have so much side bite in them and everything like that. It was kind of a lucky night more than anything, I think. But if it rains, the 3-bar is going to be really, really good, and especially through the bumps. You know, even down at Deer Creek one night, they had an off night where the bumps were just terrible, and I started, I think, 18th in a 3-link car with IMCA-type car with the American Racer on it, and ran all the way up to third because the guys just couldn't handle the bumps. They'd hit a bump, and up the track they'd go, and I'd just scoot right through them, right by them. So we held on to that technology as long as we could, but nowadays, that's put the track so slick and smooth and as hard as they are, just the 3-link's hard to do anymore.
We also saw you at Arlington Raceway last weekend. The speeds the modifieds are running at that track, wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, that's one of the things that my wife was telling me about, too. She's like, you know, the cars are so much faster nowadays with the technology and the way they hook up and everything, and the horsepower that we run. It's crazy that we can attain these kind of speeds, and it's fun, you know, to drive that far into the corner and then hammer down and just have the traction to come out. We've picked up a lot of speed since I've started racing, I know that for sure.
What was your view of the Tim Pesek accident with 4 laps to go? That was really scary when he flew off one.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm not really sure, because it was kitty corner across from me. I'm not sure if the guy in front of me came up a little bit, got him in the front end, and then the guy next to me got him in the back end as he checked up. That's kind of what it looked like. It was kind of a perfect storm. I don't think anybody tried to do anything to anybody, but it was a restart going down the front straightaway, and I think the guy, from what I understood, from when I talked to Tim about it, he's like, I think this guy kind of came up, but this guy kind of came in, and I seen him turn to the right, and I'm like, well, I'm turning left and getting out of here. I don't want a part of that. So I didn't really see what happened after that, but I think it was kind of a combination of both of those things.
Todd, what are your racing plans for the remainder of the 2018 season?
I've never really planned to run this or that with my work schedule. I just kind of go wherever. We're going to run a lot of IMCA stuff. We're going to go to the Harris Clash. We'll go down to Super Nationals. It's kind of like a weekend-by-weekend deal. Sometimes I'll go race IMCA, and then like the Gopher 50 was just a spur-of-the-moment deal. Hey, let's go run the Gopher 50. We did a little poll on Facebook, and people said, you know, I think it was like 63 to 10. Yeah, I go to Deer Creek, and I'm like, so we have to Deer Creek, you know, stuff like that. It's having the job that I have and not having to race for points and stuff like that gives you the freedom to go and run wherever you want to go and run. And I've always loved that part of it, you know, just we'll go down to Brit some, we'll go to Fairmont some, we'll go to Arlington some, we'll go to Deer Creek some, may go to Lansing, you know, we'll go down to Boone, may go to Webster City, Mason City, you never know. you just never know wherever we feel like going. I've gone up to Princeton. That's a really fun little racetrack. Wherever we feel like going, that's kind of where we go.
Todd, that's really cool. We never know where you're going to show up. We're seated, hot lap start, and hey, Todd Steinhardt's here tonight. That's pretty cool for the fans, and looking forward to seeing that 7S modified down at the Harris Clash at Deer Creek. That's coming up quick, and thank you so much for taking your time on your commute this morning on the way home to be with us here on the Dirt Show.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Extreme powder
coating. Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor. Extreme
Powder Coating. Coming out of turn 4 and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Cabela's and Duradoc are synonymous with the great outdoors. Now these two businesses have teamed up to show you the best in dock technology. Duradoc from the City of Lakes, Clear Lake, Iowa, now has product displays inside the Cabela's store, located just north of Owatonna on I-35. Stop by and see what a modern, high-quality, long-lasting dock from Duradoc looks like up close. Because let's face it, when you're at the lake, you have many more important things to think about than dock maintenance. See the outdoor dream team, Duradoc and Cabela's in Owatonna, and the new dock displays. See Duradoc.us.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. And yes, there are still a number of four-day Knoxville Nationals second floor tickets available for this year's 58th annual 5-hour Energy Knoxville Nationals, but those won't last long. So the next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate-controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am out by International Steel Erectors just west of Owatonna on Highway 14. I'm sure many of you have seen the semi-trailer sitting along the road here. You can't miss it. And Jesse, when I'm out here, you are always busy. And I always say a sign of a great business is somebody who's continually busy. And it seems like here at International Steel Erectors, there is no such thing as downtime.
Yeah, that's right, Clayne. There's definitely always something to do, whether it's trying to lay out or design a project or just repairs and keep everything moving.
Talking about the local rains, and that's a big topic right now. I know they're still getting hit, it seems like, every other day down in southwestern Minnesota. And locally, how has that set you back as far as pouring footings for ban installations? And are you starting to get back on track at all?
As everybody knows, it's definitely been was a wet spring, and it set us way back, just kind of set everybody back, footings and foundations, and everything just kind of got delayed. And it's good to see some dry weather now. We're starting to, I don't know if we're necessarily caught up from all the time we lost, but it's good to see things moving along now.
Jesse, Benz have always been the backbone of the business here at ISE. You carry some of the major brands available, and also with the merger with NASCO buying that company, which a lot of race fans know that's located right across the street from the racetrack down at the Fairmont Speedway. What are some of those Benz lines that you carry and specialize in?
Well, yes, the Benz are kind of the backbone. They're the biggest structure on the farm, it seems like. We handle three different manufacturers, MFS Stormore, GSI, and Baylin. They're all three very well-known manufacturers, been around a lot of years, and they got good quality products.
Now, if I was looking at a Benz, what would be the competitive advantage of each one of those Benz?
Well, each Benz has several lines. I'd need to know what you're going to use the Benz for, what its main purpose is, and how your farm or your operation runs. They have different roof packages, sidewall packages, for what the Benz is going to be used for, I guess. So that's I need to know a little bit more about the operation, and then we can definitely fit you up with one of these great manufacturers.
The addition of NASCO, I know you added a whole new territory, but you also added a whole new list of customers. And I know when somebody comes in and buys a business and you first meet the owner, it's kind of getting to know the customer again because they're a new customer of yours, and building relationships.
Yes, that's correct. The addition to NASCO and Fairmont there has been great. It's almost 3 years now, and it takes time. It takes time to, like you said, to meet all the customers. There's still several customers out there that I've yet to meet, and it just takes time, and we hope to be able to work with everybody and, you know, expand their systems to whatever makes it work for them.
Also here at International Steel Erectors, you carry steel buildings. Now, we don't live in the most pleasant place on earth in the wintertime. You get a lot of snow, you get high winds. These buildings are built to withstand where we live.
Yep, we do all steel frame buildings. Again, we have three lines of steel buildings also. We carry Sentinel, Star, and Baylin. They're all steel frame buildings. We design them to fit your application. Again, we can custom design these to fit any dimension. Width, length, we can get right down to the half inch if need be to fit it into an existing spot. There really isn't a standard in size for a steel building. We can go in, you know, widths of 150 feet of clear span without too many issues. I just need to know where the building is located, and then we design it to withstand the local codes as far as wind and snow, and which every county is sometimes a little bit different.
You also carry grain dryers. Why do you carry the particular brand that you carry, and what is the advantage of that?
Well, we have a couple lines of the grain dryers. We carry a grain handler, which is a screenless dryer. It's been a very good dryer, a good manufacturer, built right here in Lakeville, Minnesota. We've been with them for a number of years, and with the addition of NASCO, now we actually have the screen-type dryer also. We have the small portables and round tower dryers. So we handle Farm Fans, GSI, and Zimmerman. So we got the three screen dryer manufacturer, and then the screenless, which is the grain handler.
And the cool thing is I do see grain handler on a couple race cars out there. So they do sponsor some cars too, and that's also a cool Minnesota connection.
Yes, yep, it is. You'll definitely see that. See the logo on a couple cars.
Crane service. This is one thing I had no idea that you did until I saw your crane parked next to Walgreens in Owatonna, and your operator was actually lowering a huge industrial air conditioning unit onto the roof. Not only does that take the proper equipment, but you also have to have a very skilled operator to be able to do that, and you provide those services.
Yes, we do. We have to have cranes for everything you can see out on the, you know, building the buildings or out doing grain bins, doing grain legs and all that. So it's just part of our natural business. So if they're not being used, we'll definitely put that air conditioning unit up or windmill or whatever you happen to need.
One thing I've found out over the years, some of the best drivers out there, the guys that you consistently see running up front and in victory lane, know the word preventative maintenance. They get their car home on Monday, they completely go through every nut and bolt and every item on that car, so when they hit the track on the weekend, they are 100% prepared. And I'm sure you've seen some stories where, why didn't you try this before the day that you need it? But preventative maintenance is very big when it comes to grain dryers and your bend system in the fall when crunch time hits.
Yeah, we like to receive them phone calls asking to come out and go through our system, you know, check our belts and bearings and just kind of give her a once over. If it's not being used, you kind of forget about it, but it sure helps and goes a long way in harvest during that crunch time when we're busy and you're busy and time is short or time is precious at that time.
And you just brought up the word harvest. If they're looking at adding to their system or possibly getting started on a steel building or installing a dryer as soon as they get their crops out of the field and hopefully before the snow falls, is there still some room on the fall list?
You know, if there's any thought as, you know, through the harvest season here, as you're thinking about expanding for the following year, definitely give us a call because right after harvest, you know, into November, December, January goes back into the best time to buy for any of them products. The manufacturers, they want to keep busy all year long too, so they usually throw out some discounts and some winter deals, I guess.
Jesse, you guys do a great job here at International Steel Erectors, and I know if anybody has any questions on any of these products that you carry, you'll definitely take care of them. What is the best way to find out more about you and to get a hold of you here?
Find us on the web at internationalsteelerectors.com or give us a call at 507-451-3448.
Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Glenn.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers car care products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Rhino Ag believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know the best about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then every Rhino product is factory filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
VP Racing Fuels is a world leader in performance fuel technology. That includes VP Small Engine Fuel, the perfect fuel for your two- and four-cycle gas-powered tools, including chainsaws, generators, trimmers, blowers, and more. VP Small Engine Fuel is blended with no ethanol, ensuring easier starts, worry-free long-term storage with fewer repairs. And the two-cycle blend is pre-mixed with oil, so there's no measuring, no mixing, no mess. Just pour it in and start it up. Learn more about VP Small Engine Fuel at vp-sef.com.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winner, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
The big boys with the big toys. Dale Enterprises.
Speaking of big toys, the boys at Dale Enterprises have added an excavator-mounted forestry mulcher to their lineup. This unit will turn your trees, brush, or shrubs on your terraces and waterways into dust. Drainage ditch dredging, site prep, building site demo, complete septic system service, pumping and field drainage. Dale Enterprises, with four generations of experience, are the boys with all the toys. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Call Dale Enterprises today at 685-2148.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Jason Becker. And Jason, Hometown Heroes Veterans Night is coming up Thursday night, July 26th, at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, and we were down there a couple weeks ago, and I met your father at the back gate when I was signing in to get into the pits, and What a great guy he is, very enthusiastic. And he says, you have to talk to my son about this upcoming event. And you've really worked your tail off putting this thing together because I am impressed with how many people you have on board supporting you.
Yeah, you know, our organization, my dad and I are from Lakota, Iowa, both grew up around the dirt tracks of southern Minnesota, northern Iowa. My uncle Gary Shumsky drove a modified for years. So we've always had a connection with dirt tracks in the area and got some local racers, Josh Ruby, Tad Reitzel, who we know pretty well as well, that still race in those tracks. And we've been doing a charity event. We have a 501c3 called Hunting with Heroes out of Lakota, Iowa, where every year we bring back some Purple Heart Marines from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars that have been injured that are trying to get back into the fight. And just so happens it's kind of become a big community event every Veterans Day where we have really hundreds of people that are helping us out and big banquet for our local veterans. And Mel over at the Kossuth County Speedway said, hey, you know, we've been hearing about what you guys have been doing for veterans up there. We'd love to have you help honor them at our facility for our Hometown Heroes Night for Racing. So 2017 was the first year that we did it, and it was an amazing success. So we decided, hey, let's try to amp it up a little bit for 2018.
And I see all veterans, free admission into the grandstand. They also get $10 off a pit pass if they want to go into the pits. They also have a chance to win over $6,000 in raffle items.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We do our event that we do, the hunting event, and we do a lot of things in November time frame each year. You know, obviously, good pheasant hunting back in northern Iowa. But this event is kind of has become something completely different. It's almost like it's a different group of folks that are going to the racetracks, et cetera. And, but when people hear that we're going to be supporting the veterans, people kind of start coming out and offering things up. So, you know, at first we were thinking to ourselves, you know, how do we thank the veterans? How do we thank our local veterans that have done so much for this country and for our communities? And we thought, well, shoot, Mel and the guys at Kossuth County Speedway said, well, we'll let them in for free. And then they said, hey, I think maybe we can get some donations and we have some drinks. So we said, well, shoot, if we can get them in for free, get them some drinks, and then also if we can get some giveaways, that'd be even better. So we just kind of started going down the path. And then we thought, well, maybe some of these guys and gals and even widows of veterans don't have a favorite driver they cheer for. So then we said, hey, why don't we try to wrap them into the show as well? So then we even came up with a couple of ideas, a pair of veterans with drivers in the stock cars and in the modifieds. If their driver happens to finish in the top three, then they have an opportunity to win something as well that way. So it kind of keeps people engaged. It keeps them excited. And like I said, the way we looked at it is if you can have a free night of entertainment, that's good racing down in Kossuth County Speedway, and you can have your drinks all delivered right to you by a volunteer at your seat. You don't have to go down and get them. And then you can have the chance to meet some drivers and be engaged in the racing night. It makes for a pretty special evening.
And there's also some extra money up for the stock cars, $2,000 to win, and also for the modifieds, $2,000 to win. So there's going to be a lot of cars there. It's going to be a great night at Kossuth County Speedway. If they want to find out more information or somebody listening wants to get involved in this event, how can they do that?
Yeah, it is going to be a big night. We had a packed house last year in 2017, and this year Altenburg Construction Slate Replacement, they're putting money up for stock car show. The Dash at Harris Clash qualifier will be that night, and Bex is putting up a bunch of money. Bex Hybrids is putting up a bunch of money for that. So we're going to have a great car count. If you want to hear more about that, you can look on our Facebook page, which is Hunting with Heroes, and you can look up Lakota Hunting with Heroes, and you'll find us there. And, yeah, I know the Kossuth County Speedway will be advertising it as well. And, of course, we've got a couple of drivers that we're doing something special with as well that you probably know, Tad Reitzel, the 5R Modified A-Mod from Burt, and then Derek Green from Grenada, Minnesota, who's quite the guy on the wheel there in the last couple of years in stock cars. They're actually going to wrap their cars in a special Salute to Veterans and Hometown Heroes theme for that night as well. So those guys will be sharing information on their social media pages about the events as well.
And Jason, we also have Uncle Gary Shumsky coming up later on the Dirt Show for a great driver interview this fall.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. Well, he was absolutely my hero growing up. That guy, you know, the ups and downs of the dirt track world, I got to see them all, seeing through the championships and the Jackson Nationals and the IMCA Super Nationals. He was quite the guy. And when you're 7 to 12 years old, however old I was, watching a guy like that wheel a car around the track through the ups and downs was pretty entertaining.
Well, Jason, my hat's off to you because I know how much work goes into putting something like this together. I've been involved in different things, and you've done a tremendous job. This is awesome. And for all the fans, the drivers, and the veterans coming down, this is going to be a great night.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having us, and you know we're excited. And you know, if you're a veteran, or you know a veteran, or a widow of a veteran, or a widower of a veteran, we'd love to have you come down. Like I said, every veteran that comes is going to walk away with at least a $20 gift card. Whether we get 200 veterans or 300, we're going to have gift cards for everybody. They can win some of the prizes. You know, the people that pair up with a driver for the modified and the stock car feature, we're going to pick 15 veterans out of the crowd for both of those events. And if your driver wins, we're actually giving away a special inscribed rifle that will be basically commemorative, one of two in each. The AMOD driver that's connecting with the winning driver there, and stock car driver, their veteran will also win that specially inscribed Henry Golden Bullet rifle. So lots of things to come and see. And once again, it's all for those folks that have put so much blood, sweat, and tears into supporting our country and fighting for our freedom.
Hometown Heroes Veterans Night, Thursday, July 26th, Kossuth County Speedway, Algona, Iowa. It's going to be a great evening, and thanks for being with us, Jason.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, call 455-3524.
Why is 2016 USAC Midget National Champion Tanner Thorson using Walker Performance Filtration Products?
I'm using Walker filtration products because they are the best of the best. When you clean your nozzles on a sprint car motor, they used to be filled up with dirt. Now they're clean like a whistle. All the best of the best guys are running them now. All the best of the best motor builders are starting to put them on their motors. My relationship with Ben Walker is pretty strong. My crew chief on the sprint car out in California got us hooked together, and I've had his product from that day on and gets there when I need it, and he's really reliable. His product is really awesome. It's always quality. I just run them because they're the best filter out there.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Only Powerlift has been building hydraulic doors continuously since 1992, longer than anyone else in the industry. Only Powerlift provides local manufacturing, sales, and service throughout North America, giving you confidence in knowing we will always be there when and where you need us. Only Powerlift installs each and every door, making your project hassle-free from start to finish. Only Powerlift has a lifetime warranty on the structure of the door. Yes, we have that much faith and experience in the quality of the doors. So, what hydraulic door should you buy? Only Powerlift. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs, from chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Welcome back to our sponsor segment, and I am joined by Andy from Agnition. And Andy, we put on a lot of miles over the weekend. I was up in Apple Valley doing a remote for ARCA. We were at Arlington Raceway on Saturday night. I was in Iowa at the Iowa Hall of Fame and Racing Museum's 14th annual reunion on Sunday. I looked at a lot of soybeans and corn, and the crops look good on the surface. But I know that doesn't tell the whole story, does it, Andy?
No, absolutely. You know, this is a great time of year to be looking at crops and to be monitoring what things are looking at from the road. But, you know, one of the things we really like to do at Agnition is to take a deeper look. And we spend a lot of time getting out into the fields with our customers to pull up plants, and not just pull plants up, but to wash their root structure and take a look at how that plant is interacting with the soil. A lot of times we think about a plant, but we very rarely think about it from a perspective of the only thing above the ground is a giant solar panel to collect sunlight, but everything else that plant needs is interacted with the root system and the soil to get the nutrients and other components that plant needs to grow. So to really take a good look at our crops, you know, we owe it to ourselves to pull plants out of the ground, to look at the root system, but not just to pull them out, but to take them back and take the time to wash them off and see what's really happening, because that is where everything's getting to that plant from.
And I know you have a couple of major events coming up for Agnition that you're involved with. And this is an opportunity where people have been listening to the show. They've heard you. They've seen your banner ad on the Dirt Show page. But now they can actually come out, meet you, because they're going to be at those events anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the first event coming up is Farm Fest on August 7th through the 9th. I mean, we'll be out there with plants. We'll be bringing lots of plants where we've gone, dug the plants and washed them up from the local area and bring them in to show what our products can do to help your plants be more successful.
And you're also going to be at Dakota Fest.
Absolutely. We'll follow that up with Dakota Fest. And then the week after Dakota Fest out in Mitchell, we'll be down at Farm Progress in Boone.
It is a busy time of year for you guys at Agnition, but I know if somebody wants more information, you always take time for that.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're looking to reach out to us, certainly you can go out to the Dirt Show website and click on that banner ad for Agnition to learn more, or go out to agnition.com or give us a call. We're more than happy to chat about our products and what we have to offer for both customers and dealers.
Andy, thanks for all the great information, and thank you for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thank you, Clint.
Beef, pork, even yard birds. We raise some good meat in Iowa. Someone like you knows how to cook them, and someone like me knows what to put on top. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and I want you to be kind to your meat. Get all that artificial stuff out of the fridge and pick up a bottle of cookies. Cookies barbecue sauces are the real deal and gluten-free. The same award-winning recipe for over 40 years. Check the ingredients. Smart cookies use cookies barbecue sauces and seasonings. Anything less is meat abuse.
Cookies.
When you have an accident, you want someone with experience to fix your vehicle.
Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault has spent his entire adult life servicing and repairing damaged vehicles. Midwest Collision takes care of everything from dealing with the insurance claims, providing you with a quality loaner vehicle, and repairing your damaged vehicle to meet or exceed your expectations. He's helped me, and I know he can help you too. Contact Bob at Midwest Collision in Faribault at 332-2434. Your experienced, worry free, hassle-free body shop.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Thursday night, July 12th, they're racing at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa in the A Modifieds. Tad Reitzel over Nick Meyer. In the B Modifieds, it was Doug Cook over Matthew Loaf. In the Hobby Stocks, Bryce Summerfield over Corey Westhair. In the Sport Compacts, Denny Bergen over Jerry Koopman, and in the stock cars, Derek Green over Jake Masters. Last Friday night, July 13th, they were racing at Granite City Speedway in the B-Modifieds, Bud Martini over James Trantina. In the Mod 4s, it was Dustin Holquist over Dean Larson. In the Superstocks, it was Tim Johnson over Kurt Myers. And in the Sport Compacts, Justin Skalitsky over Randy Jacobski. I-94 Speedway in Fergus Falls, Minnesota was also racing last Friday night, July 13th. In the A-Mods, Jeremy Nelson over Dave Kane. In the B-Modifieds, Cody Lee over Ron Schur. In the Dirt Late Model 30-lap feature, Don Shaw over Sean Kerwin. In the Economy Late Models, Ben Walden over Cole Schill. In the Street Stocks, Ryan Sater over Kyle Dykoff. Last Saturday night, July 14th, Ogilvie Raceway hosted the World Outlaw Late Models. In the A-Main, Chris Martin over Brandon Shepard. In the B-Modified A-Main, Eric Lamb over Jeremy Nelson. And in the Sport Compacts, Jake Smith over Zachary Schrader. Viking Speedway in Alexandria was racing last Saturday night, July 14th. In the A-Modified A-Main, Blake Jedvik over Dustin Bitson. In the B-Modifieds, Nick Bruder over Brock Groenewald. In the Dirt Super Late Models, Brady Staples over Dustin Johannik. In the Pure Stocks, Tanner Horn over Megan Blumgren. In the Street Stocks, Jeff Krause over Justin Vogel. And in the Super Stocks, Jason Cook over Matt Miller. Madison Speedway in Madison, Minnesota was also racing last Saturday night. In the A-Modifieds, Chad Olson over Mike Stearns. In the B-Modifieds, Cody Lee over Tim Canton. In the Economy Late Models, J.D. Tesh over Scott Ward. In the Sport Compacts, Noah Nelson over Austin Moen. In the Stock Cars, Ron Hawkinson over Abby Hacker. In the Street Stocks, Mariah Brosick over Ross Bierset. And in the Super Stock, Shane Sabraski over Andrew Hedke. Deer Creek Speedway was also racing last Saturday night, July 14th, in the 25-lap Modified A-Main. Brandon Davis over Jake Tim. In the Midwest Modified A-Main, Jason Vandekamp over Ryan Wettstein. In the Street Stocks, a 14A of Blake Adams over Zach Elward. In the USRA B-Mod feature, Caden Kath over Jim Chisholm. And in the Super Stocks, Dan Nasalki over Kevin Hager. The UMSS winged and non-winged sprint cars were running at Cedar Lake Speedway on Saturday night, July 14th. In the UMSS wing sprint car, 25-lap A-Main, Jamie Ogden over Derek Lusk. In the traditional non-wing sprint car A-Main feature, Brad Peterson over Jeremy Kurzman. Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa was also racing on Saturday night, July 14th. In the 20-lap 410 wing sprint car A-Main, Austin McCarl over Tasker Phillips. In the 360 sprint car A-Main, it was Ryan Giles over Clint Garner. And in the 305 wing sprint car A-Main, Eric Bridger over Kelby Watt. The dirt trucks were also on hand. In the feature race, it was Pat Graham over Miles Mitchell. Arlington Raceway was also running on Saturday night, July 14th. In the IMCA Hobby feature, Corey Probst over Carl Hewitt. In the Sport Compacts, Alex Dostal over Robert Esquita. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Tony Railson. In the Carts, Carter Drager, Logan Kodasek, and Andrew Allen all were winners. In the Modified A-Main, Brandon Beckendorf over Clint Hattelstead. In the Dan Grams Memorial Sprint Car feature, it was Nate Aiken over Brett Gellner. And in the Stock Cars, Matt Speckman over Zachary Forsch. Last Sunday night, July 15th, they were racing at Mason City Motor Speedway in Mason City, Iowa, in the USRA B-Mod A-Main, Jared Baumeister over Jim Chisholm. And it was double feature night due to a rainout. In A-Main number 2, it was the same result, Jared Baumeister over Jim Chisholm. In the USRA Stock Car A-Main, it was Derek Green over Kyle Falk. And in Stock Car A-Main number 2, Mitch Hoofden over Luke Sathoff. In the USRA Hobby Stock A-Main, Eric Stanton over Scott Doble. And in Rockin' Tuners A-Main, Nate Koopman over Brad Malin.
Got an old motorcycle that's taking up space? Time to turn that bike into cash. Motorcycles Wanted. We buy 1970s Japanese bikes and British bikes, running bikes, non-running bikes, dirt bikes, and street bikes. Call today. 612-720-2142. That's 612-720-2142.
And now a word from our title sponsors of The Dirt Show, the dirt experts, Agnition.
Farmers, get your soil started with Generate from Agnition. Generate is a patented microbial catalyst that stimulates native microbes to liberate nutrients that drive soil and plant health. Click on our ad on the Dirt Show website for more information on our new customer promotion today.
Generate. Drive efficiencies from the ground up.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.